One of the keys tomorrow is it going to be to defend the arc, to make them come off the 3-point line and put it on the floor?
I think they can go to the bucket too. So it's not just taking one thing away from them. We have to stay connected on defense, not get discouraged when they make a shot because they're going to, and try to limit them to one shot. Hopefully that feeds our offense.
But they shoot, I think it's 42% of their shots are 3-point shots every game.
Yeah, I mean they're going to make them. You know they're going to find a way to get them off. You know that's what they do. They make 10 a game, so you know that's going to happen, and we can't expect to try to take that. I mean that's their game. So.
How do you stay away from getting caught up? And I asked Deshaun this in a 3-point shootout because it can become, you know, infectious where you know you want to go down and take a three and match their three. How do you make sure you don't get caught up in that?
Just try to, you know, go our system. We played guys that have hit threes on us throughout this year, and just coming down, and it's not about what they're doing on offense. It's about us. You know, we have to execute and make them think, make them work as much as possible, and hopefully we can get a good shot.
Offensively, we're starting to see a different guy step up each game. You did it for a number of games. We saw Sam yesterday. Lenzel's starting to come around. How important was it to take some of that pressure off of Deshaun?
I hope it helps him a lot. Kind of relaxes him a little bit and helps take as much focus off him that everyone's had on him so much this year. So hopefully we can do that. And if DT wants to go off, I'm all for it. But hopefully we can continue to help him out.
Do you think he got a feel for what Jared went through last year?
Yeah, I think it's a little different. Obviously, Jared's down in the post a lot more, so he's got a lot of guys leaning on him all the time. But DT's a great guy. He's adjusted well.